兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
你知道，多年前呢，就曾经有想到过一件事情。
So, many years ago, I've already thought of something.
事实上，我跟刘长老有在这件事情上面，我相信我们有交谈过。
So, me and Pastor Alex have talked about this.
就是。我们教会以前的习惯就是大人有大人的敬拜，然后孩子就是有孩子的敬拜，然后更小的孩子就放在这个托儿的这个房子里面。
So before, we have the adult worship, we have the kids worship, and we have like the even younger children worship.
然后我们就曾经有了这个概念，就是说，可是敬拜为什么是家庭要分开的敬拜呢？不是敬拜能够全家人一起敬拜多美？
So we just thought, why do families have to separate and worship separately? Wouldn't it be beautiful if all can worship together?
当然你看这个理想是很漂亮的。
So you see, this is a beautiful thought.
但是各式各样的意见，各式各样的分配，然后到最后反正就是没有做到，对不对？
But we receive a lot of advices and suggestions, but at the end, it was never accomplished.
我们有很多改革的这个概念。
There are still room, a lot of rooms for improvement, and we have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, we're revolutionaries.
Revolutionaries.
可是呢，我们没有做改革的实际。
But we haven't really done anything in reality.
可是你看现在疫情的关系。
But look, because of this pandemic.
当我们现在回到教会聚会的时候。
Now that we're back to church.
也不是刻意的。
And not on purpose.
可是呢，我们今天看到回到我们当中聚会的弟兄姐妹是一家一家坐在一起聚会。
But we're able to see everyone here is gathering in their own family and worshiping as a family.
事实上，你们在家里面直播的是不是也是一家一家坐在一起敬拜
？So for those of you that are watching the live stream, aren't you all together as a family worshiping?
我想这是一种也是神特别的祝福。
And I really feel like this is a blessing from God.
这周我带孩子到了一个算是一个体能竞技馆吧。
This week I brought my kid to a gym.
Like an obstacle course. Yeah, like an obstacle
course.
Yeah. 是对体能有一些锻炼挑战的一个算是一个障碍赛的一个很有趣的一个地方。
It's an interesting place with obstacles to train your physicality.
那这是让孩子去玩的，孩子精力旺盛，所以他们是很喜欢的。
The kids all have a lot of energy, so they're very happy to be there.
那在所有的这些障碍的这个障碍赛的项目当中呢，有一个是缆绳的攀爬。
So out of all the obstacles, there's one is called a rope climbing.
啊，这个缆绳大概跟你的手腕一样粗。
The rope is probably as thick as your wrist.
然后呢，从地面到大概20尺高的这个两层半楼的这个高度的屋顶上面。
And it's about 20 feet high.
结果我看了很手痒。
When I saw it, I was itching to do it.
但是我知道我自己的体能，而且体重又太重。
But I know my body and my weight probably can't handle the exercise.
这个拉单杠我大概可以拉一个。
I could probably do one pull-up.
可是呢，我看到这个缆绳啊，我手痒，我就跳上去，就爬了大概两三尺。
So when I saw the rope, I climbed up there and I climbed about 2 to 3 feet.
然后我下来。
And I came down.
然后我心里面想，这我可能可以爬得上去。
And I thought to myself, I think I can get all the way up there.
可是人多，又在小孩子面前，心里面有一点害羞。
But there were a lot of people watching, and the kids were there too, so I was a little shy.
怕出丑，对不对？
I didn't want to mess up in front of them.
但是这个内心里的这个小男孩的这个雀跃之心啊，实在是养抑不住。
But the boy side that's inside of me just cannot resist.
所以我跳上去啊。
So I went up there.
我就爬，哇，爬爬爬。
I climbed fast.
爬到一半，我看哇，还有十几尺。
When I'm in the middle of it, I see that there's still about quite a few feet.
Oh, another 10 feet or so. Yeah. 我是豁出去了。
So I went all out.
吃奶的力气发出来，啪啪啪，爬到屋顶。
I went all out and climbed to the top.
然后碰了那个梁，屋顶的梁。
I touched the beam.
然后那个时候啊，在那边做教练的这个工作人员就跟我喊了：“你绝对不可以从绳索下面溜下来。
”And the coach in the bottom told me you cannot slide down.
我想也对，从这么高的地方溜下来，那不是手脚的皮全都划破吗？
You know, I thought, yeah, that's actually correct, because it would hurt my, I can hurt myself if I slide down.
可是我是已经使尽能力攀到上面了，我怎么办？
But I already climbed all the way to the top. What do I do?
所以只好咬紧牙关，慢慢的下来。
So I just came down very gently and slowly.
啊，好像大功告成了。
It was such an accomplishment.
我感觉上我要睡一天一夜，我才能够把我的精力能够培养回来。
I felt like I had to rest for a day and a night.
可是心里面成就感很大。
But I felt really good.
然后全身肌肉酸痛。
And my whole body was sore.
然后呢，过了大概五分多钟的时候，发现我的小腿那边啊很痛。
So after about 5 minutes, I feel the calf area on my leg is hurting.
Yeah, 没想到那个小腿那边还是被划了，还是皮被那个绳索这个划了一刀。
Yeah, so my skin was a little bit teared off from the rope.
你知道，当我们在想，我记得啊，有曾经有人问过说，你们想想看，在你们身体的器官当中，哪一个器官是最大的
？So if you all think about it, inside of your body, which organ is the most important?
你们想一想，第一个人想胃，心
，Is it your kidney, your liver, your heart？
然后你在想，那不是肺？对，刚刚就有人讲了，肺是最大的器官。
Someone just said lungs。
事实上不是肺
，It's not lungs。
是你的皮肤
，It is your skin。
以面积来讲呢，皮肤是占你全身最大的一个器官，对不对
？In terms of the surface area, your skin.
可是你多少时候去想你这个皮肤的重要性
？But how often do you think about the importance of your skin?
昨天我就想到皮肤的重要性。
Yesterday, I thought about the importance of my skin.
我只是把表皮划掉而已。
I only scratched the surface.
根本没有出血。
There was no blood.
可是，你们如果记得回想着你小时候帮皮擦破的那个疼痛啊。
But if you remember the pain that you had to go through when your skin came off,
那个刺痛是那个刺痛，到现在我还感觉得到。
I can still feel it right now.
我是已经上了药，贴了绷带了。
I already put the medication on there and the bandaid on there, but it still hurts.
那昨天洗澡的时候，连清水洗上去都痛。
So when I was taking a shower, even when water gets on there, it hurts.
然后我就想感谢神赐给我们皮肤。
And I just want to thank God that He gave us skin.
就薄薄的这么一层。
It's a thin layer.
又不透水。
It's not waterproof.
那脏了以后洗洗就干净了。
And when it gets dirty, we can just wash it off.
那除了很厉害的细菌和病毒以外，大概是百毒不侵的。
So unless it's extreme bacteria, we're probably proof of a lot of different viruses.
可是这个皮肤是怎么样的保护我们身体内部更重要的各式各样的这个器官肌肉
？But and how do our skins protect everything else that's inside of us?
啊，今天我们。讲到的题目刚好这周在准备的题目就是我们要如何彼此做肢体。
So today's topic is how to be members of one another.
我们来看这个今天我们读罗马书第十二章，但是我们重点的经文在第四到第六节。
So we're looking at Romans chapter 12, but we want to emphasize on verse 4.
Yeah, 第四节到第六节的前半。
4 to 6.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是有一样的用处。我们这许多的人在基督里成为一体，互相联络做肢体也是如此，要按我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them.
刘长老跟我在接下来的这个，从上一周开始，在接下来的大概一个月、两个月当中，我们带给弟兄姐妹的是一个什么启动我们信心的系列。
So ever since last week, Pastor Alex and I we'll be talking about the series Activated.
因为我们在我们的祷告当中，我们就感受到今天不只是在教会里面的人。
So in our prayers, we feel like not only is for the people inside the church.
或者我应该说，不只是这个在世上不信神的人，他们在他们的生活心灵当中觉得受到压抑。
So not only the non-believers in this world are feeling pressure in their daily lives.
甚至我们在教会里面，我们已经信主的人。我们仍然被这个整个疫情和整个大环境各式各样的事情压抑着我们。
Even for us, the believers, we still feel anxiety, different kind of emotions during this pandemic.
不只是我们的行动受到限制,
not only our actions, our movements are being limited.
不只是我们, 对未来的这个盼望受到限制,
not only our expectation of the future is limited.
很多时候我们的情绪,我们的思想就是觉得受到这个控制, 然后受到这个局限。
We feel our emotions, our thoughts are being limited and controlled.
而这些影响到我们自己跟神之间的关系和我们对他的信心。
And these have a direct impact with our relationship between us and God.
我们在我们的心灵深处,我们有神赐给我们的信心。
Deep down in our souls, we have the faith that's given by God. We have a new life given to us by our Jesus Christ. We have a spiritual food that's alive. It's life given. We have it.
但是我们要去激发它。
But we have to activate it.
我们要去启动它。
We have to start it up.
所以呢,我们就愿意在这个时刻,我们觉得在大环境当中,弟兄姐妹,我们需要在神的面前,让我们的信心,让我们的这个生命被挑动。
So, brothers and sisters, in this kind of situation, we want our faith to be stirred up.
你看第六节告诉我们说,我们 从神那边所得的恩赐是各有不同的，然后英文的翻译就更加的加了一个注解，就是说，因为我们所得的恩赐是不同的，所以我们要去使用它。So
in verse 6 it says, And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly.
我们已经拥有神在他的恩典当中所赐予我们的这种能力。
So we already have these gifts from God through His mercy and grace.
所以呢，是不是罗马书十二章一跟二节几周前我们讲到，就是所以我们要心意更新，然后变化。So
in Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, it says that we have to renew our thoughts.
我们要将自己呈现在神的面前。
We have to present ourselves in front of God.
我们需要让神的灵来感动我们，让我们对教会能够有一个 重新的，而且是一个正确的认识。We
need a spirit from God to touch us, for us to renew us and have a brand new understanding of church.
教会不是一个人为的组织或团体。The
church is not an organization.
教会是一个生命体。It
is an organism.
是一个身体。It
is a body.
是不是圣经告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体？
The Bible tells us that the church is the body of the Christ.
那当我们对教会有这样一个正确的认识的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们就看见为什么恩赐在教会当中是必要的。So
when we have this proper understanding of it, we can see that why the spiritual gifts are necessary.
它不但是必要的，而且是恩赐能够加添给我们能力去服侍的。
So not only is necessary, it also empowers us to serve.
然后恩赐是带给我们心，让我们心意满足的。And
these gifts are satisfying.
但是弟兄姐妹，神所赐给我们的恩赐，它能够带给我们个人益处。So
these gifts that are given by God can benefit us individually.
但是它主要的目的。 弟兄姐妹，他主要的目的不是为了要让我们个人得到益处。But
the primary purpose is not for us to benefit from it.
你的恩赐不是为了你而赐的。Your
gift is not for yourself.
你的恩赐是为了教会而赐给你。Your
gift is given to you for the church.
你的恩赐是为了让基督的身体能够得到益处而赐给你的。Your
gift is for the benefit of the body of the Christ.
你的恩赐是为了神的子民的益处而赐给你的。Your
gift is given to you for all the people of God.
所以我们需要让神带领我们。So
we have to let God take the lead.
我们需要让神的话和神的灵带领我们。We
have to let Him take the lead by listening to His words.
使我们能够认识 然后能够去使用，然后呢，这些恩赐，然后呢，让神的能力充满我们。
So that we may see and use our gift and have God empower us.
然后呢，我们需要让神所赐给我们的信心反映在我们的恩赐当中。
And we want to reflect the faith that God has given us, with the gift that we have.
在十二章的第三节的后面，他告诉我们说，我们要按着神所分给个人信心的大小，我们来使用我们的恩赐。
So in verse 3, we have to use the measure of faith, to
apply to our use of the gifts.
To apply the use of our gifts.
这里面所讲到的信心的大小，弟兄姐妹，讲到的是神赐给我们依靠他，依靠他的程度的大小。
So the measure of faith here means, he has given each and one of us ability to trust him in the proportion of gifts that he has given to us.
神赐给我们每一个人不同程度的信心。
He has given us different proportions of faith.
在神所赐给我们的信心程度的大小当中，我们要尽我们所能的使用我们从神领受到的信心，依靠他而去使用我们的恩赐。
And we have to depend on God to use our gifts.
弟兄姐妹，当我们能够靠着神所赐我们信心的大小去尽情的使用我们恩赐的时候，
And brothers and sisters, when we're able to use our gift, based on the proportion of gift that God has given us,
我们就能够从我们的心灵深处能够得到完全的喜乐和满足。
Then deep down inside of us, we may experience full joy and satisfaction.
然后在教会当中，弟兄姐妹，我们就能够看见主耶稣基督他的呈现。
So in the church, we may see the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
We all have a different gift.
我们也感谢神，每个人的恩赐都不同。
And we thank God that we all have a different gift.
每个人的恩赐不同，你知道，就像是神创造我们，创造我们，我们每个人的性格也都不同。
It's just like how God created us, all of our personalities are different too.
不然的话，生活如何的单调乏味
？Or else it would be pretty boring, don't you think?
我们每个人都是不同的。
We're all very different.
我们每个人都是独特的。
We are all very unique.
诗篇一百三十九篇十四节是不是告诉我们说？我要称谢你，因为我的受造是奇妙可畏的，因为你的作为是奇妙的。
In Psalm chapter 139 verse 14, it says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your work.
你知道你是神，你是神特别的创造。
You are a special creation by God.
这世界上面没有一个人像你一样。
There is not another like you.
所以你也不需要将你自己跟别人做比较。
So you never have to compare yourself with someone else.
你是被神奇妙可畏的创造。
Just remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
这是我们属于神的这个主耶稣基督身体里面的一个肢体，一个很美丽一个画面的呈现。
And that's a beautiful picture of how each one of us are a part of the body of Christ.
所以当我们学会这样子看的时候，我们就看见我们对教会的这个组织的重视啊，就移动了到教会是一个生命体的重视。
So when you start seeing things that way, the organization part starts to fade to the side, and the organism rises to the surface.
今天在各个教会当中，我们看见发生这样的事情太多了。
So in many churches today, we see a lot of similar instances happening.
就是在许多的教会当中，都是出于好意。
So out of the goodness of the people's heart,
或者说是绝大多数是出于好意。
Or majority of them are out of the goodness of their heart.
我们会听见会有人有这样的一个反应，或这样的一个劝告。
We hear some suggestions.
说哦，我知道了，教会是一个生命体，不是一个组织。
They say, I know the church is an organism, not an organization.
不是一个人的团体, 是一个生命体, 我知道。
It's not a group of people, it's just an organism itself.
但是还是要有组织啊。
But we still need the organization.
对不对? 你要有这个组织的章程条款。
You in an organization, you still need bylaws and constitution.
对, 然后你要去跟政府立案。
You gotta have a charter.
你要需要是一个合法的机构。
It has to be legal.
然后呢，你不，你这个定期的需要开这个组织的会议。
And there must be a business meetings.
这是一个组织嘛。
It's an organization.
这是一个人的团体组织，对不对？
It's an organization of people.
但弟兄姐妹，如果人有这样的一个看法，然后呢？ 这么的积极的刻意的要去维护这个组织。
So if people are adamantly defending this organization,
而他们维护组织的这个动力和所耗费的精力比维护教会是一个生命体还更重的时候，
and when they're putting a lot more effort into defending an organization and not this organism,
那我们就知道 在这些人的心态和他们的思想当中，事实上对教会、神对教会的心意上面，还有一定程度上面的这个不健全。So
it's obvious that these people have a lack of understanding.
不成熟。Not
mature enough.
教会是需要有组织的。The
church does need an organization.
但是你知道，一个有生命的生命体，为了自己的益处，都是会有组织的。But
an organism, a life by its own necessity, will be organized.
对不对？而且我们记得，在圣经里面，哥林多前书第十四章讲得很清楚，神不是一个叫人混乱的神呐。And
in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says God is not a God of confusion.
然后在同样的那章里面，神告诉我们说，我们在教会里面行事都是有规矩的，都是会按着次序而行的。And
in chapter 14, verse 40, it says, the Spirit-led people will do all things decently and in order.
也就是说，教会所注重的不是组织。So
it tells you that the church does not need to be emphasized on the organization.
注重的也不是形式。
And not the execution.
但是我们会有组织，会有形式。
But we will have organization and
但是我们注重的，我们放在首位的，我们放在第一重要性的是，它是一个生命体。
But we have to keep in mind that first and foremost, it's an organism.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们的心意更新而变化。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the renewed mind and the transformed life,
我相信我们就会开始很清楚地明白这个真理。
Then it will be very clear for us to understand this concept.
你能够了解我所提到的这个，然后你会心里面阿门。
And you will comprehend what I'm saying, and you will amen to that.
教会注重的是我们跟神之间的关系的连结。
The church really. What we think is important is our relationship with God.
教会注重的是我们与弟兄姊妹之间的关系的连结。
And we want to focus on the relationship we have with brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在彼此服侍、彼此交接的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要用神所赐给我们独特的恩赐去联系。
So brothers and sisters, when we're connecting with one another, when we are ministering one another, we want to use this gift from God to do so.
圣经里面所提到的这些恩赐，弟兄姐妹，是为了要能够建造基督的身体。
So the gifts that are mentioned in the Bible, the whole purpose of them is to contribute to the body of Christ.
是为了能够在我们的服事当中建造彼此的灵命。
So we can build each other's spiritual life up during our services to one another.
但是当然, 在建造耶稣的身体、建造灵命这个之外呢，
But outside of that,
在很多的这个状况之下，弟兄姐妹，事实上，神他命令我们要活出一个什么圣洁的生活。
So in many other circumstances, we are commanded to live a life of holiness.
然后神仍然要我们有一个属灵的一个敬虔的生活的表现。
And we want to show godly characters.
因为那个赐 恩赐的神已经在我们的心中了。
Because the giver of the gift is already inside of us.
所以呢，神会命令我们要什么？要有怜悯的心。
So God commands us to be mercy.
神有命令我们要去服侍。
He also commands us to serve.
有一些人，他们是有怜悯的恩赐。
There are a lot of people that have the gift of mercy.
I hope a lot. I don't know if it's a lot, but 有人是有怜悯的恩赐。
There are people that have the gift of mercy.
有人有服侍的恩赐。
There are people with the gift of serve.
但是你知道这些有恩赐的人在这些方面是帮助那些我们没有恩赐的人在这些的表现上面能够帮助我们。
So those people are able to help us, the people that do not have these gifts, to be a better Christian.
也就是说，我们真的不能有这样的一个心态。
So we cannot have this mentality.
我不怜悯人嘛。
I don't want to be merciful.
因为我没有怜悯的恩赐。
Because I do not have the gift of mercy.
我没有那个服侍的恩赐。
Oh, I don't have the gift of serve.
所以现在那边需要排椅子，是不是？
So if you need to take the chairs out,
那边现在需要打扫啊。
If you need some cleaning over there,
我没有服侍的恩赐，你去找那个服侍恩赐的人去做。
I don't have that kind of gift. You have to find people with that kind of gift to do so.
我回家了。
I'm going home.
这是一个不正确的心态，是不是？
I don't think that's right, isn't it?
不是，你看到有需要你去做嘛。
No, when you see it, just go do it.
你可能没有那个恩赐去服侍人。
You may not have that gift to serve people.
但是呢，神的命令是我们要去做。
But God's command is to just go ahead and do it.
所以我们在对我们在神的家中的服侍跟恩赐的认识，我们要有一个正确的观念，还有一个正确的平衡。
So we have to have a good understanding and balance of it.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚刚主席慧刚弟兄跟我们提到了七月中的时候，我们有一个儿童圣，这个不是儿童，就是暑期的圣经学校。
So our chairman mentioned in our announcement about our VBS this year in July.
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么有暑期圣经学校的服事
？Brothers and sisters, why do we have VBS the serving?
你知道，原因是暑期圣经学校是我们教会能够把主耶稣基督的救恩带到这些儿童和他们父母的这个家庭里面的一个管道。
It is because VBS allows us to bring the salvation from Jesus Christ to the families of these children and their parents.
这些孩子他们在这个美国忧郁，然后在父母关照的这个环境当中长大，可是他们的生命当中没有认识主耶稣基督这位永生神。
These kids haven't had the chance to come and get to know our God that's eternal.
他们会受到罪恶的诱惑。
They will be tempted by sin.
他们会受到罪恶的影响。
They will be influenced by sin.
他们会受到这世俗上面各式各样的诱惑而跌入了到这个属世的生活当中。
And they may fall to the world because of its temptations.
你我都知道它的危险性。
You and I both know how dangerous that can
be. 你我也都知道这样的生活最后会带来的这种伤害。
And you and I both know the consequences it can bring.
但是你我得到了主耶稣基督宝贵的救恩。
But you and I, we have the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们尝到了那属天的恩惠。
We got a taste of this grace from the heaven.
所以我们愿意把主耶稣基督的救恩带到这些幼小的心灵当中，然后我们当然也要带给他们的父母。
So we are willing to bring the salvation to these young souls and to their parents.
可是在这个圣经暑期圣经学校的服事，就是做事情的这个层面来说。
But in the serving aspect of VBS,
我们教会办这个 VBS 办了多少年了？
It's been many years since we started VBS.
我相信对可能很多人来说，就是一个时间和精力的摆上。
So for many people, it's just to put in effort and time.
可能就是说啊，我有时间，我也有意愿，那我就跟着教会去做一点事情嘛。
So when we have time and when I feel feel willing, then I will do something for the church.
然后甚至开始有一些人会 有多少人会想，我在这个福音事工的服事上面，神有没有赐给我恩赐啊？
And there are many people that may think, do I have the gift of giving out the gospel?
那如果我有这方面的恩赐，有这方面的意愿，我该回应神决定参与还是不参与呢？
And if I have this type of gift,Do I respond to God and participate or not?
我们对内看的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们自我省察。
So we have to examine ourselves.
可是我们的回应不是对人呐，是对神。
But our response isn't to men; it's to God.
不是因为 Cindy 送了一个 email， 或者是这个同工们邀请你，然后你就考虑看看我做不做。
It's not because Cindy sent out an email.And you start contemplating if you to do it.
当你想到这份事工和服事是为了什么
？When you understand what the serving is for，
然后你考虑到你自己有没有神所赐的恩赐
？And you think if you have this gift from God，
那如果你够属灵，你圣经知识够熟，你说我没有恩赐啊
？If you understand the Bible enough and you say I don't have this gift，
我看到孩子就。不是我怕他们，是他们怕我啊。
When I see kids, I'm actually a little intimidated.
我笑脸欢迎他们的时候，他们就哭。
When I smile at them, they cry back at me.
我实在不适合做这个事工。
This is probably not my area of serving.
好，你没有恩赐。
Okay, you don't have the gift.
可是神有没有要你参与，把福音传出去，将主耶稣基督的救恩和这个带来和平、带来拯救的这个盼望，能够传到我们这个社区当中的人呢？
But does God ask you to spread the gospel and bring it onto the community?
我们能够站在神的面前说，神啊，你没有给我恩赐，所以我可以不参加吗？
Can we stand in front of God and tell God that I do not have this gift, so can I not participate?
所以弟兄姐妹，你看这个是很实际的。
So brothers and sisters, this is very practical.
这是神要给我们一个机会，要我们向内看，看我们在神的面前，我们得到的信心是什么。
This is God wanting us to look inside and examine ourselves and see where our faith comes from.
然后在我们的服事当中，我们愿意跟神说：“神啊，我盼望你能够赐给我恩赐，好好的服事你。”
And in our serving, we want to pray to God and pray that we can receive this gift to serve Him better.
弟兄姐妹，神赐给教会里面的每一个成员恩赐。
Brothers and sisters, God has given a gift to every member.Of the church body.
因为每一个在教会当中的成员都是基督身体的一个部分，都是他的肢体。
Because every single one of us, is a function of the body.
如果这个身体要能够正常的运作
，if the body is to function normally,
那每一个部分都要正常的运作。
Then every part of it needs to function.
然后呢，每一个部分都是要彼此配合的。
And every part of the body needs to collaborate with one another.
哥林多前书第十二章第七节告诉我们说什么？圣灵显在个人的身上，是要叫所有的人都能够得到益处的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 it says, To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
在这个原文的希腊文里面讲的更是非常的清楚明白。
In the original Greek, it's even more plain and clear.
每一个属于基督的人
，every person that belongs to Christ，
如果你是在主耶稣基督的身体之内，是成为一个肢体。
If you are part of the Christ's body，
那你与其他的弟兄姐妹们肢体当中。就会能够彼此的借着恩赐的服事彼此受益。
Then you and the other brothers and sisters may benefit from one another from the gifts that you all have.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个合神心意的教会到底要怎么样子才真正成为一个合神心意的教会呢
？How can a church that's according to God's will be?
你知道，当我在
according to God's will，
对，当我在思想这一点的时候。
When I was thinking about this,
我就明白了。
I came to a realization.
既然教会是一个身体
，if a church is a body,
那所以这个身体需要它的每一个部位都能够正常的运作，它这个身体才能够正常的运作。
So the church would need all parts of its of its body to be functioning correctly.
那所以呢, 一个教会, 如果没有在他的这个教会的成员的每一个分子的每一个教会的成员, 每一个属神的肢体, 都正常运作的话, 那教会没有办法正常的运作。
So unless all of the individual church members are operating functioning correctly, then the church may not function correctly.
主耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Our Christ Jesus is the head of the church.
主耶稣基督的性格就是在属基督的人借着恩赐的服事当中能够显露出来的。
And the character of Jesus Christ is manifested through the people in the body who are actively using their gifts.
所以弟兄姐妹,当你我借着神所赐给我们的恩赐好好的去服事的时候,
So brothers and sisters, when you and I are using our gifts to the best we can to serve the church,
如果我们在我们的信心当中启动我们对神的这个服事的热忱,
If we can activate this fire in our heart to serve,
然后我们看见得荣耀的就是主耶稣基督。
It will be Jesus Christ receiving the glory.
得荣耀的不是我们人,
not us.
所以我们对教会要有这样一个正确的认识非常重要。
So it's important for us to have this appropriate understanding of church.
不但我们要正确的认识弟兄姐妹, 我们要去把它活出来。
So not only that we have to comprehend it correctly, but we have to live it out.
弟兄姐妹, 因为神赐予我们的恩典,我们都成为主耶稣基督身体里面的一个肢体。
Brothers and sisters, we are all by the grace of God, members in the body of Christ.
所以今天我们在我们此地,在这个社区里面,我们这样的一个教会的一个呈现,应该就是要反映出神对他教会,对他的身体一个心意的呈现。
So the local church that we are in right now ought to be the miniature picture of what the whole body of Christ is to be.
因为你是一个基督徒,
because you are a Christian, you are a believer.
因为你得到了神的恩典,
you are saved by grace.
你有神的恩赐,
you have the gift.
那神就要你使用你的恩赐在他的身体里面好好的去应用。
And God wants you to use your gift for the good in his body.
也许你是正式的在某个事工里面你使用你的恩赐。
It could be an official thing to use your gift in a certain area.
你可能是在一种非正式的与人交接当中你也是要使用你的恩赐。
And it can also be unofficially when you're just communicating with people.
如果我们将我们自己献给神,
If we give ourselves to God,
我们让我们的心意更新而变化,
We renew our mind,
我们愿意让主耶稣基督在我们的生命当中成为真正的作主,
and are willing to let Jesus be the Lord in our lives,
那神就会好好的大大的使用你,
then God will use you greatly.
在罗马书第12章, 在接下来的几节经文里面, 讲到七种不同的恩赐。
So in Romans chapter 12, it mentioned the seven different gifts.
在圣经里面基本上有四处经文特别讲到属灵的恩赐。
So inside the Bible, there are four particular areas where gifts are mentioned.
我们今天不会深入的去看他们。
We won't talk about all of them going into depth today.
因为当我们回到我们哥林多前书的讲道系列的时候, 刘长老跟我们会花很多时间好好的细细的完整的跟弟兄姐妹们 分享这个部分。
Because when we come back to 1 Corinthians later on, we'll go into a lot more detail along with Pastor Alex.
罗马书12章,
Romans chapter 12,
哥林多前书12章,
1 Corinthians chapter 12,
彼得前书第4章,
1 Peter 4,
以弗所书第4章,
and Ephesians 4,
都讲到这个属灵恩赐在教会里面的重要性。
They all talked about the importance of our spiritual gifts.
但是更重要的是讲到属灵的恩赐在每一个信徒的生命当中的重要性。
But what's more important is the spiritual gifts inside of every single believer and its importance.
圣经里面让我们看见一个属神的儿女。
In the Bible, we're able to see if you belong to God,
我们需要发现我们的恩赐。
We have to be able to discover our gifts.
然后呢，我们要去表现我们的恩赐。
And we have to present our gifts out.
在每一个成长当中，在每一个成熟当中的基督徒，都要能够清楚的了解这个必要性。
In all mature Christians, we have to know the importance of this.
我们要能够去发现我们的恩赐，然后我们要去表现我们的恩赐。
We need to be able to see our spiritual gifts and use them.
哥林多前书里面的描述跟罗马书十二章里面的描述是稍微有一些不同的。
So in 1 Corinthians and Romans, when they talked about the gifts, it's actually quite different.
这不是只是好保罗写了一连串的各式各样不同的这个恩赐的一个清单而已。
It's not just a list of the letters that Paul wrote out in regards to the spiritual gifts.
在哥林多的教会是一个很幼小刚刚才形成的一个教会。
The churches in Corinth are all newly formed and very young.
他们多半的成员都是外邦人。
Most of their members are
Gentiles.
Gentiles.
然后呢，他们的文化社会背景是多神论的，是有这个迷信的。
And their background included a heavy pagan worship and superstition.
他们对属灵的世界是认识的，但是他们跟随的是他们不知道的邪灵。
So they know the spiritual world, but they're following the wrong spirits.
所以他们问保罗关于属灵的恩赐，因为属灵的恩赐是超自然的。
So they ask Paul about the spiritual gifts because it's supernatural.
所以事实上，保罗在那边的重点是要告诉这些初信、灵命幼小、圣经知识很浅的这些信徒们说，什么是真正属灵恩赐的超自然呈现，什么是那种邪其他的灵邪灵的。这种超自然的呈现。
So what Paul wanted to emphasize to the church, the young church in Corinth, is to how to distinguish genuine spiritual gifts versus the demonic supernatural manifestation.
这是他的一个重点。
That's the focus.
但是在罗马的教会是不同的。
But for the church in Rome, it's different.
我们从罗马书整卷书里面，我们可以看见，在罗马教会的信徒，他们是灵命成熟的一群信徒。
In the whole book of Romans, we're able to see the Christians there in church are more mature.
他们有犹太人,
they have Jews.
他们也有外邦人,
and they have Gentiles.
可是他们对圣经的认识有一定程度的了解。
And they all have a certain amount of understanding to the Bible.
他们在他们生活的呈现、属灵的生命上面有一定程度的经历。
And they have grown in their experience of truth.
可是然后呢，保罗用了十一章的篇幅去讲到人跟神之间的关系和这个信仰和救恩的重要。
And Paul used about 11 verses to emphasize on the relationship between man and God and the importance of faith.
到了第十二章的时候，他开始讲到生活上面的呈现。
In verse 12, he starts to mention about the manifestation in our daily lives.
看了吗？当我们信仰的根基不但是稳固，然后在成熟当中。
So when our faith is firm in foundation and is maturing,
他说，但是我们要对在教会里的生活和我们属灵恩赐的使用、认识和表现是我们要注重的。
But we really have to focus on discovering and displaying the spiritual gifts by the individual believers in the church.
讲到在第十二章里面有七项不同的恩赐。
So in verse 12, there are seven different gifts mentioned.
今天我只会很简短的把他们介绍出来。
Today, I will just briefly introduce them.
那目的是为了要让我们只是开始有一个正确的方向。
And the purpose is to lead us into the right direction.
然后让我们弟兄姐妹，我们能够好好的真的在神的面前，在神的话语面前，我们开始去思想这个我们生命当中很重要的一个方面。
So we can come before God and contemplate about this important aspect of our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个属神的人，
Brothers and sisters,
我相信 在这七方面的恩赐里面，我们至少我们都有份。
For all of us that belongs to God, I think we can all take part in one of these seven gifts.
那但是呢，有份是一回事，但是呈现出来的方式，我觉得各个竟然是不同的。
So taking part of these seven gifts is one thing, but displaying them is another.
就让我们每一个人都是不同的。
Just like we are all different.
我们恩赐的呈现是不同的。
And how we display our gifts are different.
但是我们在这七项的恩赐当中，我们都有份。
But in the seven gifts mentioned here, we can all take a part of.
刘长老跟我们注重的弟兄姐妹，我们这个很执着注重的，也是我们对你们的承诺，也对神的承诺，就是要将神的话语清楚的带到我们的生命当中，带到我们教会里面。
Pastor Alex and I are really committed to bring the words of God into our church and equip our church with His words.
这是神要建造我们的方式。
Because this is how God wants to build us.
让神建造我们，我们就能够完全的享受神对我们的呼召。
So when He built us up, we're able to completely enjoy His calling.
我们可以认识神对我们的呼召，然后我们能够尽情的使用我们的恩赐，然后我们能够建造他的教会。
So we can realize our calling and use our spiritual gift to build up the church.
我们可以建造信徒。
And we can build up the believers.
然后我们可以将主耶稣基督的福音传出去。
And we can spread the gospel.
然后我们能够将荣耀就归于神和归于主耶稣基督。
And bring all glory to God and Jesus Christ.
在这七项的恩赐当中，第一项讲到的是说预言。
The first one mentioned here, is prophecy.
这是第六章的后半段。
This is the second half of verse 6.
他说，如果你要是讲预言的恩赐，那你就要照信心的程度去说预言。
He says, and since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly.
那我们一般想到说预言的时候呢，事实上我们对它正确的有圣经根据的认识，就是他基本上就是传讲神的话。
And if it's prophecy according to the proportion of his faith, so our understanding of prophecy is speaking God's word.
传讲神的话，那这可以包括是未来还没有发生的事情。
It could be foretelling about the future.
但是呢，更多的情形是讲到把神的话和他的心意能够清楚明白的传达出去。
But in most cases, is to share God's will for us.
所以在圣经里面，当甚至我们看到旧约和新约里面所谓的先知说预言的情形时候，
So whether we see the prophets in the Old Testament or the New Testament,
虽然他们有的时候神会让他们看见未来还没发生的事情，然后要让他们传讲出来。
Sometimes God allows them to see the future and have them declare it out.
但是更多的时候是神将他的心意和神对当时的神的子民和当时的人类所要发出来他的心意的这个确实的传达。
But in most cases, it's God using these prophets to deliver his will and what he wants for us to do.
所以在教会初期，在第一世纪的时候，圣经新约圣经还没有正典，那神是使用许许多多的说预言的恩赐，把神的话语和他的心意传递给初代的教会。
So in the early churches, when the New Testament hasn't been exactly established, God uses prophets to deliver out His will and message.
那今天在教会当中，这个所谓说预言或传讲神话语的这个恩赐的呈现，最多的就是在讲道当中。
So in a church today, prophecy means mostly to preach.
那我知道很多人心里面就会想，这个讲道，因为我们接下来会看到教导，讲道跟教导有什么不同？
So when it comes to preaching, and we'll talk about teaching in a little bit, but what is the main difference between preaching and teaching?
我知道这有时候对一些人来讲是带来一些这个疑问的。
And to some people, I know it brings a lot of questions.
讲道跟教导在教会里面好像很多有时候我们看不太出来它的不同处。
Sometimes we're not able to easily tell the difference between teaching and preaching.
但我想值得我今天就稍微的短短的跟各位 介绍一下。
And I will just introduce and touch on the surface today.
我说这个我所讲的是我个人的理解。
This is from my own understanding.
那我相信这个也是合乎圣经的教导，但这是一个我个人的领受。
And I believe this is also according to the Bible.
但我希望这能够帮助我们开始对 这些恩赐能够有一个更正确、更清楚的认识。
And I hope that it can bring some understanding and clarity to us.
做先知讲道跟在教会里面做教导的工作是有许多相似之处。
Being a prophet and preach has a lot of similarity with teaching in the church.
但是他们的重点，他们的重点是不同的。
But the focal point is different.
教导的重点是为了能够把圣经的知识阐述的清楚和明白。
Teaching is geared to clarify, clearly deliver.
可是这个做预言或说做讲道的服事，它的重点是为了要让神的话能够激励我们的心灵。
But prophesies or preaching is to stir up our hearts.
它是要启发我们对神话语的回应。
Is to activate our response to the word of God.
甚至是要将神的话清楚地摆在我们的面前，使得我们不得不让神的话来对付我们自己。
And it is to clearly put God's word in front of us to confront us.
对，所以讲道跟教导都是要以神的话为基础。
So whether it's teaching or preaching, the foundation comes from the word of God.
一定要从神的话开始。
It has to start from the word of God.
要对神的话有正确的这个研读，有正确的认识，然后有正确的传递。
There needs to be enough understanding and proper delivery.
但是一个说预言或者说一个讲道的这个恩赐的服事，重点是为了要让听见的人能够对神的话语起了一种从心里深处的一种反应。
So preaching is about stirring up an emotion, a reaction for people to the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，讲道的恩赐不只是在这个主日讲台上面才能够表现出来的。
So the gift of preaching is not only displayed on Sunday on the pulpit.
有些人他们不是教会的传道人，可是他们有讲道或是他们有这个说神的话语的恩赐。
So there are many people out there that are not preachers, but they have this gift of preaching.
他们能够将神的话正确的去，好像就像那一个灯照到一个人的内心黑暗深处，去把你的这个罪恶显露出来的这个恩赐。
These people have the ability to hit you with the word of God and confront you and to kind of just shine a light on you.
这个是一个将神的话用说预言或是讲道的方式呈现的一个服事。
So this is how God's word is being delivered in terms of prophesizing.
目的是把神的真理、神的话语能够呈现在某一个人的面前，然后让他们产生回应。
It's to bring the truth and bring it in front of someone and have them have some type of reaction.
第二个是这个中文的和合本说是做执事，这个执事原文讲到就是服事。
So the second one is service.
或者说是一个侍奉。
It's serving.
有的时候在教会里面我们听到执事这个字，那英文叫做 deacon。
A lot of times in church, we hear the word deacon.
好像是一个还蛮受到敬重的一个职责。
It sounds
like服事的职分。
It sounds like a respectable position to hold.
但事实上弟兄姐妹，这个原文里面的 diakonos 翻译成执事或者是服事的这个字，它的本意是什么？
But in realityFrom the original word,
diakonos, yeah.
Diakonos. What does it really mean?
它的意思就是一个人看到另外一个人杯子里没水了。
It just simply means that if someone sees another person with a cup empty of water,
或者他口渴了,
or if he's thirsty,
然后我就说, 来杯水吧。
And I just say, do you want some water?
喝完了我还有第二瓶。
After you drink this, I have a second bottle.
不想喝水?
You don't want water?
我帮你泡杯茶。
I'll make you some tea.
你不想喝水?不茶,不能喝茶。
You can't drink tea?
给你一杯可乐。
I'll bring you some coke.
这个是服事。
This is serving.
服侍事实上不是一个好像很尊贵，好像很受人这个崇拜的一个职位。
So serving or the word of deacon is not a position of elegance or power.
服侍就是一个你好像自己姿态很低，我是一个服侍人呢，我要帮助你，我看你需要什么，我就在后面，我支持你。
It is a position of humble service.
所以事实上，弟兄姐妹在教会里面做执事，我们首先要让弟兄姐妹看见的不是我们是一个老板，我们是一个发号施令的。
So if you're a deacon at the church, we're not showing you that we're a boss, and we're not the one giving commands.
我们做执事，弟兄姐妹，如果你有机会在教会里面做执事的服事
，If you have the opportunity to be a deacon in the church,
我们首先让人看见的是我们的啊，在神的面前谦卑，在人的面前谦卑，愿意去服事他们，帮助他们，成就他们的这个工作。
We want to model and we want people to first and foremost see how humble we are when serving the Lord.
然后不但是如此，我们在我们的这个服事虽然是一个谦卑的心态当中，我们是有何等的喜乐。
And while serving humbly, we also display that we experience a lot of joy.
事实上，我们教会当中很多很多愿意服事的人。
In reality, I believe there are a lot of willing hearts in our church that want to serve.
很感谢神，因为在我们这个好像以低姿态，但是我们要去帮助其他人的需要，我们在服事他们当中，事实上我们是喜乐的。
And we thank God because when we humbly service other people, we are actually experiencing.
我们盼望在弟兄姐妹们他们很实际的生活上面，在实际教会事工的运作上面，在实际福音的传递上面，我们能够怎么样的有实际的帮助。
And we really emphasize on how to practically help out our brothers and sisters.
我不知道这两杯水是谁放在这上面的。
I don't know who put these two bottles of water here.
但是我知道教会有弟兄姐妹看见我们在这边讲道，然后翻译的弟兄姐妹有需要，水就放上来了。
But I know there are brothers and sisters in this church that saw the translator and the preacher that may need the water, so they put the water bottles up here.
所以我一定会把这水拿下来喝一口。
So I'll definitely pick up this water and drink it.
事实上我是需要的。
And I do need it.
但是呢，你不去动那瓶水，服侍的那弟兄姐妹说，我没帮到你。
But if you don't open up the water, then the serving brother and sisters probably will think, oh, I didn't help.
事实上我是需要的。
But in reality, I do need it.
我也谢谢你的爱心。
And thank you for this kind thought.
服侍是带给人喜乐的。
Serving is to bring joy to people.
一个有恩赐的服侍的。
With the gift of serving.
他的服侍的果效是倍增的。
When he serves, it multiplies.
然后呢，在服侍当中，不是很辛苦的、很压抑的、背重担的、苦哈哈的，我非得不做不可。
And while you're serving, it doesn't feel like you're carrying on a heavy bag of sand.
完全的释放，完全的喜乐，面带笑容。我太高兴了，我可以放两杯水上来让长老和翻译喝。
It's in complete joy, and it's filled with joy to bring water for the people that are standing up here.
心中雀跃的，脚步轻盈的回家。
You're skipping around in light steps and go home.
这是你的恩赐的话，你就好好的去服侍。
If this is your gift, then just serve wholeheartedly.
在这样的服侍当中，你会看到你的喜乐，你会看到神赐给你的满足。
And in this type of serving, you will see the satisfaction given by God.
你会发现你跟主耶稣基督和圣灵之间的关系是越来越亲密。
And you'll feel much more closer to our Christ Jesus and the Spirit.
第三个讲到的这个恩赐是教导。
The third one we're going to talk about is teaching.
我们刚刚已经讲到教导跟说预言或讲道之间有不同之处。
So we said teaching is different than preaching.
所以在教会里面的教导，当然特别注重是圣经的教导，不是只是任何知识的教导。
So the teaching inside of the church mainly focuses on the teaching of the Bible.
讲道的主要目的是为了要让人的心让他们的情感对神的话语能够有所反应。
The main purpose of preaching is to stir up an emotion inside of people when they hear the word of God.
但是一个教导的这个恩赐和服侍，它的重点是能够将神的真理能够传讲的明白。
But the gift of teaching is to clearly express God's will through his words.
它能够让听到被受到教导的人可以正确地认识神的话语。
It allows the people that hear the teaching clearly understand the word of God.
然后呢，可以正确地认识神的心意。
And to properly understand God's will for us.
所以这个有教导恩赐的人，他的重点是，当我把神的话，然后我就好好的预备，我带出去的时候，我愿意听到我教导的人，他们能够明白。
So when I have the gift of teaching, I would really like for the people that heard my teaching to clearly understand everything that's been taught.
他的重点并不是在人的反应。
It's not primarily on the reaction of people.
他的重点是我能够把对神话语的这个观察，对他的解释，甚至对他的应用，我能够好好的呈现出来。
His purpose is to properly and correctly interpret the word of God and let people hear it.
所以当我们在有这个教导恩赐的弟兄姊妹被他们服侍到之后，
So when we are served by brothers and sisters who have this gift of teaching,
很多时候我们的反应就是，我现在明白了。
A lot of times our reactions are, oh, okay, I finally understand it.
我以前不太懂，但现在他一讲我就明白了。
I didn't understand it before, but now it's clear to me.
不过有的时候我们会搔搔这个脑袋，然后说，可是这跟我有什么关系？
And there are sometimes we would just scratch our head and think, what does it have to do with me?
那这个对于我有什么关系，我就要在神的面前让圣灵 借着我所领受到的这个教导和知识，我要去在神的面前学习。
So when you feel and when you think, what does it have to do with me? Then we have to let ourselves be led by the Spirit and come and learn.
有的时候教导跟这个讲道的恩赐是有这个交叉之处。
And sometimes preaching and teaching, they cross path.
那有的时候他们是很清楚的有分别的。
And sometimes they are both clearly distinguished.
好，第四个恩赐是讲到这个和合本里面讲到说叫做劝化。And
the fourth gift is exhortation.
那我觉得更好的一个翻译让我们能够明白，就是一种劝勉人的恩赐。And
I think a better interpretation of this gift is to comfort people.
这个恩赐是用话语带给人安慰，是用话语来鼓励人的恩赐。
So this gift comes from the words spoken out to give comfort and exhortation.
And encouragement.
Yeah. And encouragement.
Good words, right? 所以当有某个教会里有某个肢体需要的时候，你就能够用这个恩赐，你去服侍这个人的时候，你是陪伴着他。
And when you use this gift, it will make the other person feel like you are alongside of them.
然后你基本上你用你的话语你来安慰他。 你用你的话语来鼓励他，你甚至用你的话语来这个劝导他。
And you use your words to comfort, to encourage, and to lead.
那这个恩赐事实上就跟怜悯的恩赐做一个比较。
And we'll use this gift compared with the gift of mercy.
因为第八节最后讲到怜悯人的恩赐。
Because in verse 8, it talks about the gift of mercy.
怜悯人的恩赐跟这个劝导人的恩赐很相似。
They are both a little bit similar.
可是怜悯人的恩赐，弟兄姐妹，是不用话的。
But the gift of mercy does not use words.
因为你是用你的行动来安慰人。
Because you comfort with your actions.
你是用你的行动来鼓励人。
You use your actions to comfort people, to encourage.
你是用你的行动来帮助这个人，他无论是内心也好。 他的这个环境上面也好的各个的需要。
And you use your action to help heal someone's heart and what they need.
然后第五个呢，讲到的，所以我们讲到怜悯，OK，这是最后一个，但是第五个讲到的是什么？ 中文和合本翻译成施舍的恩赐。
So what is the fifth gift that we want to talk about? It's the gift of contributing and giving.
施舍的恩赐，事实上呢，如果我们看新译本就更很明白了。这个所谓施舍的恩赐是什么？就是你能够用金钱、物资，你去帮助人。So
this is quite clear. This is a gift that enables the giver to help those in need through the very practical giving of financial or material assistance.
我知道有些人会说这叫恩赐吗？
Some people might ask, is this a gift?
圣经说是恩赐,
if the Bible says so, then it's a gift.
这个恩赐是一个人能够让神所赋予他的能力, 他能够实际的用他的金钱和物资去帮助有需要的人。
This is a gift that's given by God and allows this person with the gift to practically give out in assistance from financial standpoint or material. Today, we'll just briefly go over it.
但是我只能告我每次在想到这个恩赐的时候，弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们为什么它是恩赐。
But every time when I think about this gift, I can tell you why it's a gift.
因为对我们来讲，逻辑上面好像有一点颠倒。Because
with our logic, it sounds a little upside down.
把我的财物去分给人，这个叫恩赐吗？
If I give out my wealth to other people, that's called a gift.
把我有的给人，那叫恩赐吗？
Give what I have to people, is that's a gift.
为什么这个给人叫做恩赐？
So I want to share with you why giving is a gift.
因为恩赐不是神给你的命令，不是神说你要把你有的东西通通送给人。
Because this gift is not a command from God saying we have to give everything out.
当神赐给一个人给予的恩赐的时候,
when God gives you the gift of give,
他不但给你那个恩赐, 他给你那个能力和那个资源去给。
Not only did he give you this gift, but he also gave you the resource and the materials to give.
因为你从神里面得来的太丰富了，然后神就说，你看这是我给你的，所以呢，你现在有一个恩赐是可以将我所给你 在这个物质上面，金钱上面的祝福，你可以给出去祝福别人。Because
God has blessed you abundantly, that's why it enables you to give out to the other people.
从一个角度来说，当然我们给的时候，这个是在神的面前，心态是要正确，当然。So,
but from one standpoint, when we give, the mentality has to be correct.
但当然呢，我们大家都要发财。Of
course, we like to have money.
如果我们要求恩赐的话，我们是那我们就祷告这个恩赐。So
if we want money, then we can just ask for this gift.
你神啊，我要给人的恩赐。You
can say, God, I want the gift to give.
因为这表示你会给我很多。Because
that means you'll give me a lot.
这个心态可能有点不对。That's
on the wrong side of thinking.
但弟兄姐妹，今天在这世上有多少人？你说不信的人是如此，甚至基督徒。 很可惜也是如此，我们觉得我们所拥有的这些金钱物资是我们的。
But brothers and sisters, there are many of us, believers or non-believers, think that what we have belongs to us only.
这一切是我的。
Everything is mine.
所以是我自己得到的。
So I earned it.
所以你叫我分给人，我不要。
If you want me to share, I do not want to.
弟兄姐妹，这世上有哪一样东西我们所有的不是神所赐的？
But brothers and sisters, which one thing in this world isn't given to us by God?
当我们有这样的一个愉悦、喜乐、满足的心，因为我们知道神所给予我们的是大大的多过我们所需所求的。
But we are so filled with joy knowing that whatever God provided us is more than enough.
然后我们愿意给。
And we are willing to give.
然后我们发现原来这是神赐给我的恩赐。
And we realize this is actually the gift of giving.
因为在我给的当中，我就是有喜乐，我就有满足。
Because in the midst of giving, I experience a lot of joy and satisfaction.
然后我看见我在这实际的帮助当中，神的名得荣耀，神的工作得彰显。
And I see through my giving, I see it's glorify God's name.
我们今天没有时间把所有的每一个部分都讲得很细。
So we don't have time today to go over all the details.
但是我在最后的时候，我想给各位一个比喻。
But lastly, I want to give you guys an example.
能够让我们了解这七项的这种恩赐是应该是怎么样的一起运作呢？
This example will show you guys how it looks like when all seven gifts come together.
我们假想有一群青少年他们在打足球。
So let's imagine there are a group of teenagers playing soccer.
足球队在比赛。
Soccer teams are having a competition.
那正好呢，在这个旁边看球或者说支持这个球队的人当中，刚好有七个人。
And around the soccer field, there are seven people coming to watch the game and support.
这七个人呢，刚好每一个人都有这个 我们在罗马书十二章里面看到的恩赐。
And these seven people all have the seven gifts that we just saw.
那孩子在踢球。
So kids are playing soccer.
两队比赛非常激烈。
Two teams are going at it.
大家的体能、球技都很好。
Both teams are very skillful.
他们在打这个决赛了。
And it's the finals.
但是呢，那一天他们在比赛的这个足球场上，有一个角落在正在施工当中。
But it just happened on the date of the finals. There's a corner on the soccer field that is under construction.
所以坑坑巴巴的。
So there are a lot of potholes.
然后又有很多工具、机器就在那里。
A lot of machineries and tools sitting around.
所以是很危险的。
So it's quite dangerous.
你们如果踢足球，你就知道踢足球的是跑的。
If you play soccer, you know that they're always running around.
所以他们知道，他们就把这个角落呢，就把旁边围了起来，用这个布条围了起来，不要靠近。
So because of this, they have blocked off the construction area.
那在这七个人他们支持的这个队当中啊。
So the team that these seven people supports.
有一个明星球员。
There's a star player.
就是球技最好。
He's the best on the field.
也具有领导能力。
He's got leadership.
基本上就是要做队长的这个。
And this guy is like the team captain.
那因为他的球技好，也因为他的这个能力强，所以呢，他就铤而走险。
So because of how skilled this person is, he's the more aggressive, adventurous type.
那大家都已经事先跟球员讲了，不要靠近那个危险的地方。
So it was told to all the players beforehand that don't approach the construction area.
所以所有的球员都离那边远远的。
So all the players are far from it.
他就发现啊，我如果从那边去进攻的话呢，我就得分。
But this team captain-like person realized if I can attack from the angle of the construction area, then I can score.
的确就让他得分了。
And yeah, he eventually did score.
得了一分，得了两分。
Score one, score two.
在第三分要进球的时候呢，他离那个施工的地方太近了，所以怎么样？狠狠地摔了一跤。
During the third attempt, he was way too close to the construction area, and he just fell hard.
整个人掉到了那个沟里面。
He fell into the hole.
满脸都是沙土。
With his face covered with dirt.
牙齿掉了一颗。
He lost one tooth.
两只手肘、膝盖全部都磨伤了。
And his elbows are and knees are all scratched up.
这七个有恩赐的人，他们要动员了。
So these seven people with gifts are coming in.
第一个服侍人。
The first one serves.
马上跑过去。
He went there immediately.
拿着凉着湿的毛巾帮他擦脸。
He used cold towels and wiped his face clean.
马上把他的这个伤口啊、膝盖、手肘啊清的干净、消毒了，然后包扎。
And he cleaned up the wounds put Band-Aid on them.
这个有劝勉的，有这个劝勉恩赐的，就把他带到了这个旁边，找了一个阴凉地方坐下来。
So the person with exhortation brought this player beneath the tree to be cooled off.
坐到这个球员的身旁。
He sat along this player.
就是你今天尽全力了。
And he told this player, "You have given it all today."
你为了你的队，你的这个足球队，为了让你们能够赢这场球。你是尽力了。
You have given everything you got just to try to win this game.
你现在看到其他的球员都在球场上尽情的这个奔跑，你没有办法打球了。
Now you're seeing all your other teammates running around on the field, but you're unable to join them.
可是你不要气馁。
But don't be discouraged.
你也不用难过。
Don't be sad.
你好好的替他们加油打气。
Just cheer them on from the side.
那这个有怜悯恩赐的呢，也走到他旁边。坐下来。
So this person with the gift of mercy sat down next to him too.
给了他一杯凉水。
He gave him a cup of cold water.
看到他眼睛里面的眼泪就是欲滴而下。
And he saw the tears coming out of this player.
把手放在他肩膀上面。
He put his hand on his shoulder.
陪伴着他。
And he just supporting him.
啊，这个有治理的这个恩赐，或者说领袖的这个恩赐，那当然他就看着这个全局。
So the person with the gift of leadership saw everything from the side.
啊，哪一个人去弄水？哪一个人去准备这个摆把椅子？拿一点冰块来帮他敷一下。
He was able to see who was doing what for this injured player.
然后同样要看这场球还赢不赢得了。
And he was also observing to see if there's still a possibility to win the game. How do the players need to be rotated?
然后甚至他要决定这个年轻人这个球员他的伤是重是轻, 需不需要送到医院去?
And this person with the gift of leadership also evaluates to see if the injured player needs to be taken to the hospital.
那这七个人当中有两个人, 一个是教导, 一个人是讲道的。
And the two people out of the seven-man team, one is teaching, one is preaching.
他们是属神的人。
They are God's people.
他们有智慧。
They have the wisdom.
所以他们俩不讲话。
So they don't talk.
但是呢, 这个有教导恩赐的, 他看得很清楚, 很明白啊。
But the person with the gift of teaching is able to see everything so clearly.
这就像啊, 圣经里面神跟我们讲, 当你看到恶事, 当你看到诱惑的时候, 你就要离他远远的。
So this person would say, when you from reading the Bible, it's told us that if you see something that's dangerous, you have to leave it alone.
因为罪恶的事情, 诱惑的事情, 就是危险的事情。
Because anything that the temptations that are temptations to lead you into doing the wrong things are dangerous.
你喜欢玩火就一定会被火烧伤。
If you like to play with fire, then you'll get burned.
你喜欢把石头往山顶上推, 它就会滚下来压伤你。
If you like to throw rocks, then one day it'll just come down and hit you.
这世界上面的撒旦就像是那个遍地游行的狮子, 就在准备找人吞噬。
So Satan is always preparing and standing by to attack.
之前就跟球员讲好了, 已经把地方围起来, 叫你们远远离开, 你非得要去靠近, 你看现在。
It was already told to the players that you should be away from the construction zone, and look at you now.
这是一个功课。
This is a homework.
他就心里面想, 我现在不说。
And he thought to himself, okay, I'll stop there.
等到时机对的时候,
when the time is right,
等到球赛完了以后,
when the game is over,
等到这个球员心态平复的时候,
when the player feels better,
等到我们该检讨的时候, 好好地把这个事情讲得清清楚楚, 让他学。
Then we can spend some time, sit down and talk about this so he may learn.
这个讲道恩赐的人,
so the person with the gift of preaching,
你知道讲道恩赐不是你想要讲什么就说什么, 很多时候是你想讲的你不能说。
Many times it's when you want to say something but you refrain yourself not to say it.
但是这个有讲道恩赐的这一位啊, 他看了这个情形, 神就让他看见。
But this person with the gift of preaching, when he saw this, God let him see this.
这个球员是整个联盟里面球技最好的。
This is the player that has the top skill in the whole entire league.
他具有领袖能力的, 他以后要当队长, 他以后是可以变成一个明星的。
He has the quality of a leader and he can be a star player later on.
可是他让他不能从一个好的球员变成一个顶级球员的问题就是他太骄傲。
But the reason why he may not transform himself from a top player to the very best player is because he's too confident.
他认为他行。
He thinks that he can do everything.
其他的球员教练, 所有的人都跟他们说, 你不要走这, 你不要铤而走解, 你不要去靠近这个危险的地方, 他偏要去做, 然后做了就说, 你看, 我进球了嘛。
So the coach and the players all tell him not to approach that dangerous construction zone, but he went ahead and still did it.
这个讲到恩赐他就想, 神啊, 你要给我一个好的机会, 让我能够去对付他, 不是让我, 让我能够为你, 在他的性格上面, 能够对付他的骄傲。
So the person with the gift of preaching prays to God and hoping that God will give him the opportunity and the power to make him less arrogant.
使他能够从一个只是一个有球技、有所谓的 potential, 有这个潜能的一个球员, 变成一个实际上面好的一个明星球员。
So help this player with a lot of potential to become a real star one day.
弟兄姐妹, 如果你是一个球员,
brothers and sisters, if you are a football player,
你愿不愿意在这样的一个队上面打球?
Do you wish to play for a team like this?
在任何的环境之下, 你都有这个七个不同的恩赐的人在旁边这样子围绕着你。
In any given circumstances, you have these seven people surrounding you.
弟兄姐妹, 同样的在教会里面,
brothers and sisters, similarly in church,
如果你说你要选教会的时候, 你会不会要选在一个能够在这样子有七项恩赐的服侍之下, 受到栽培, 受到喂养, 受到关注, 是你能够成长的教会呢？
When you are choosing a church to attend, wouldn't you want to pick a church that has all seven of these elements to be alongside you?
我们都会愿意的，对不对？
I would say we always say yes.
这就是神对教会有的一个心意和期待。
And this is the will of God for His church.
然后更宝贵的是什么？
And what's more precious?
弟兄姐妹，神不是说你来到一个教会，找到一个有各式各样的恩赐的地方，那你就好好享受自己吧。
God does not say, if you find a church like this, just come in and fully enjoy yourself.
受人的教导，
receive the teaching.
受人的这个呵护，
receive all the care.
受人的关怀，
receive all the love.
受人的帮助，
and receive all the help.
受人的怜悯，
receive all the mercy.
可是神说，不但你能够在这当中得到这些好处，弟兄姐妹，你知道神说，我赐给你恩赐。
God says, not only are you able to receive these different things from people,
所以你可以去栽培另外一个生命。
But I also give you these type of gifts so you can build up another life.
所以你可以因为我所赐给你的恩赐，在你自己的灵命当中，你可以得到成长，可以得到满足。
So you can grow in your spiritual life from this gift I'm giving you.
弟兄姐妹，教会是基督的身体。
Brothers and sisters, the church is the body of the Christ.
主耶稣基督是元首。
And Christ Jesus is the head.
但是神的话告诉我们，我们不是只是跟我们的元首连接。
But God's word tells us we do not just connect with the head of the church.
他说我们在基督里成为一身，我们要彼此为肢体。
He says, we are a part of one another and we are the body of Christ.
我们要彼此的活用我们的恩赐。
And we have to put all of our different gifts to good use.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿不愿意在我们的教会当中朝着这个方向迈进呢？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to head towards that direction in our church?
我相信你是愿意的。
I believe it's yes.
让我们一起在神的面前，我们有这样的一个摆上的心。
And let us come before God to have this heart. Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，今天早上你让我们看见你话语的美好。
You allow us to see the beauty inside of your word this
morning. 我知道我们当中有一些人，我们是愿意服侍，也喜欢服侍。
And I know that many of us in this church were willing and we want to serve.
但是我们在服侍当中，我们缺乏了动力。
But when during our serving, sometimes we lack motivation.
我们很多时候只是看到我们自己的需要，我们自己的能力。
A lot of times we are focused on ourselves to see if we're able to.
很多时候我们只看到我们对人的反应和对人的回应。
And many times we see how we respond to people and react to people.
可是我们却忘记了，原来神啊，在你的教会当中，原来你是要激励我们回应你的。
But we often forget that inside of your church, you often want to stir us up and react to you.
今天你的话语提醒我们。
Today we're reminded by your words.
我们是一群蒙你所爱的人。
We are people loved by you.
我们是一群领受到你恩赐的人。
We are a group of people that receive the gift from you.
主，你要我们发现我们的恩赐，你要我们去呈现、表现我们的恩赐，这不是为了我们，不只是为了其他的人，而是为了我们自己能够在你面前得到成长，能够得到满足。
Lord, you want us to discover and use our gift, just so we can grow spiritually along with you.
主啊，求你的圣灵对我们每一个人说话。
We hope that your spirit would speak to us.
求主你的话语激动我们的心。
And that you may encourage our hearts.
主，我们是愿意将我们献在你的面前。
We are willing to present ourselves in front of you.
主，我们愿意成为心意更新而变化的人。
We want to be renewed.
主，我们愿意是那位竭诚为主，我们是愿意成为那火热，然后呢，这个火热的跟随服侍你的人。
And we want to fervently serve and follow you, Lord.
求主你让我们能够发现并且能够表现我们。
Please help us discover and display our gifts.
让我们能够真正的成为彼此的肢体。
So we may be a part of one another.
所以我们的教会能够彰显主耶稣基督的荣美，和主耶稣基督是我们元首的实在。
So our church may bring glory to our head of the church, Christ Jesus.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen.